From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The crew of a container ship that spilled nearly 60,000 gallons of oil into San Francisco Bay may face criminal charges. The ship ran into the Bay Bridge and ruptured its fuel tanks last week. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants Congress to investigate the accident and the Coast Guard's slow response. Thick crude now coats the shoreline, and Nancy Mullane reports people in the Bay Area also want some answers.
For a while, it looked as though Baker Beach, a pristine stretch of sand within sight of the Golden Gate Bridge, was going to dodge the bullet. 2 days after the spill, there weren't any obvious patches of oil anywhere. But by the weekend, sticky, smelly blobs of black bunker fuel started washing ashore. It took 3 days for cleanup crews to get to this stretch of beach, which was largely deserted except for some shorebirds and Danielle Irville.
I think it's horrible. To me, every time I hear about an oil spill, I wonder how these things happen at all.
Irville, who lives nearby, was amazed that the response was taking so long.
This is a disaster and it's very tragic, so why aren't there, you know, rescue workers from everywhere coming over here to help? Like, I don't see anybody on the water, do you? And there's not one person on this beach.
By Saturday, that had all changed. 3 days after the spill, government officials firmly barricaded and closed public access. Some beaches have been hit harder than others. A north-moving ocean swell carried thousands of gallons of the thick oil out of the bay and along California's northern coast. This morning, speaking at a press conference, San Francisco's Mayor Gavin Newsom said there'll be time for blame later. For now, he's worried about the cleanup.
My focus is on that.
What about the criminal investigation?
I think it's too easy to take those shots and generate those headlines, and the fact is it doesn't help at all. What it does is creates anger, animus, creates division.
Since the spill, thousands of volunteers tried to help but were turned away by officials, concerned that any contact with the bunker fuel would be hazardous. Over the weekend, Ryan Phillips showed up at Baker Beach but was told he wasn't needed.
Unless you're an expert, I guess they don't want any help at all.
Down on the beach, men dressed in white and yellow hazmat jumpsuits, thick rubber boots, gloves, and goggles scooped up the black toxic blobs into plastic bags. They work for a private environmental contractor hired by the ship's owner. Standing nearby in the beach parking lot is U.S. Park Police Sergeant Todd Roth. He says only volunteers with at least 24 hours of training will be allowed on the beach.
They can help in different ways, but not cleaning the beaches. They're not professional and it's dangerous.
Still, many are asking how the accident happened in the first place and why it took hours for the Coast Guard to respond. The Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane.